Hello, welcome back to another episode of Seeking Scale. Andy, how's it going?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good. Had a nice little weekend away to the Cape, which was nice. Hadn't really spent much time up there, so it was a good kind of two-night getaway before the baby comes, and now it's back to prep and quarterly planning and everything else, but definitely felt nice to unwind. But yeah, how are things on your end?
Good. Yeah, I mean, mostly just getting ready for our retreat, which, you know, I think we're a couple weeks ahead because you're going to have some time off. So this will be going out after our retreat is over. But yeah, just a lot of kind of thinking and hopefully intentionality that's going into planning for the retreat. And it's just really exciting. I mean, there's so many people that I haven't met in person before that it'll be cool to meet them and make those connections and talk a lot of shop around, you know, what we're doing, do some strategic planning for really the rest of the year, maybe the next like 12 or 18 months a little bit. So it's really cool.
How detailed did you get on the planning of it? Like, do you have meals like we're going to eat here at this time, or how deep did you go?
No, definitely not that. No, I mean, we have a co-working and a meeting space reserved for each morning. That's all planned and reserved. We have dinner reservations the first night and then lunch provided at the co-working space for the first day. But basically like the next, like the second and third dinner and the second lunch are unplanned as of now.
All right.
So
I'm excited to hear how it all goes. Yeah, because I feel like the retreat angle, obviously there's the financial side of it, just how much does this actually all cost? But then it's also all the details. But I feel like leaving it open-ended, not so open-ended, but like leaving it a little less hyper detailed and planned works well because it's so hard to predict exactly how things are gonna go, who's gonna want what and everything else. It's like rather than trying to pre-plan every little detail, it's like, okay, like let's get the big things in place and then figure it out as we go. And that's probably an attitude I could take to a lot of other areas of my life as well. One of the things we had talked about last week was you working with a business coach, and you have met with them, right?
I have met with them. Yep. I met with them once. Like, I haven't asked them if I can share like that we're working together publicly. Like, I think it would be fine, but I want to check with them first before I do so. But I mean, I can give a little bit of background on kind of the setup and how we're working together and their background a little bit, if that would be helpful. And I guess maybe like why it's necessary is like a good place to start. Like, I think that as a single non-technical founder, it's just lonely making all these decisions by myself. And like Josh Pigford talked about it as like decision fatigue. You know, it's like, I just don't want to decide everything. And like, I even told my wife the other day about something like what we're going to watch for TV or something. I was like, I don't want to decide. Like, I decide all day. And like, I just want to sit here and like have somebody decide for me and like just push the button or just sit here. And it's a little bit of that. Like, it's a little bit of like, I think I know where I want to go with this. And I just want to talk to somebody about it. And the person that I'm working with has like run a extremely successful 8-figure business, has exited recently, and is just like, you know, a really down to earth kind of person, to where like the first call we had was just a lot of like giving more detail than I give them in my monthly update email about things, but then talking forward about like, okay, to get from here to where I want to go and like the business journey, we need to do this and we need to do this and we need to do this. And it's this really important mix of like being honest and forthright with being like critical and compassionate, right? Like, you have to kind of triangulate those few things where like they can have empathy for me as a founder. They can also have this outsider perspective to call my bullshit and like check my assumptions a lot. And like, I think all those things are really important. And like, that's the hardest thing I found in like selecting this person is like knowing someone well enough to just like innately feel good about all those things.
Hmm. How'd the first call go?
Really good. Yeah, really good. I mean, want to talk a lot about like some like marketing and customer acquisition stuff, like really big picture strategy. And then a little bit of like product and company direction stuff. And then the other one is like just me as a manager and how do I do managing folks? And what does that look like? Yeah. So got into a lot of the former and a little bit of like the product direction stuff in like the medium term.
I feel like we are at a weird inflection spot in the business where if it's all big picture, if it's all management, that sort of misses the point. Like, we're getting more into that now, but the tactics still matter. Like, we could still fuck it up here. And like, we still do need to get the right things in, because we don't really have what either of us would call like a growth engine in place. We've had a system that got us here, but to get where we want to go, and this is why I think a lot of people in the, like when they break into the seven-figure ARR range, feels like they don't have that much clarity around exactly what is driving what. And okay, if we put more dollars, resources, whatever into this, it'll produce this result. And I think without that, it's really hard to grow beyond that. And so it's, I'm happy to hear that like there still is a component around acquisition, around marketing and all that, because like it frankly matters. But there's a lot of other things we got to think about too.
Yeah, and I think this balance of like, you and I kind of dream a lot, right? I think especially about like the first few episodes of this show, it's just like all pie in the sky. I want to do this kind of dreaming. And I think like some of that is important, but then I think that executing on a good strategy is the most important and will be for like a long time, right? And like that strategy and what we're executing on will change hopefully as we get more senior people in. But I think something I've realized, and like this call brought it, just like my experience recently is like, and I think you try to call me out on this a little bit, but are too nice maybe, is like, I need to drive the ship more and rely on other people to make the strategy decisions less, because it's too much of a burden for a lot of folks. And my strategy is probably right, you know, or at least one I can live with if like, regardless of the outcome.
Better too. It's like that. Yeah. That's something I've thought a lot about, where it's the goal is absolutely to be at a place where you can get very strategic people in a position in like the major departments of your company, and you can have the vision and then they can figure out how to get there. But one, we just don't have the budget to hire those people. And so you can find people before they've sort of like been discovered or like really have the track record, but they're on that track to get there. And I've tried to do that. And I think frankly, like it's gone well, but like when you even like someone early on in their career who can become this, they need help to get there. And so like, that's more what I'm recognizing and saying, okay, like I'm going to have to own the strategy for now. And that's just fine. If I abdicate that by just saying, oh, like they've got it, I don't see how that can work out long term. Like, we might be able to like slowly grow, but it's not going to reach our goals. But it's like, okay, what do I have to do to help these people level up to where they want to go, where I want them to go, and all of, like, how do we get them there together? But it just involves a lot more hands-on work. And it's something, yeah, it's kind of what I was like touching on, I think, in the last episode, when it came to like OKRs and everything else, where it's like, it's one thing to set the OKRs, but the way you get there matters a lot. Even if you can like check the box of, yes, we've sent these emails or we've done this and that, like, sure. But there's just, between great execution and mediocre execution, there's a massive difference in the impact of it. And I think a lot of times when we're spinning our wheels, it's because we don't give as much detailed feedback. And it's not to say we're necessarily, like you were saying before, it's like, we likely have a very good idea of the strategy because this is all we think about for the most part. It's not to say there's no one who could have better ideas or better whatever else, but in the company, this is us. Like that's really our role. And so I just feel like you've got to be more hands-on and sort of like micromanaging to an extent if we want to get the results we want to get, because it's just not going to happen otherwise.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that like I almost think of working with a coach the same way, but like from a higher level, right? It's like they kind of are telling me what to do because I don't know. And I, to a degree, am not capable of doing the things I want to do. That's the realization I had, is like, I'm not capable of doing all the things I want to do. I know there's help I can get, and that's what the business coach is for me. And then in turn, I need to be that for the people on our team. And just in a more practical, boots on the ground, let me help you be at like individual contributor level more effective. And like, if that person grows into a manager, then like, that's great. But like, asking someone to be a manager off the bat is not right.
Right. And it's not even just being a manager, but it's also being very strategic too, because it's like, you can have someone who can write amazing code, write amazing copy, whatever else it is. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they will know the best way to fit it in with everything else, and also know when to say, hey, this doesn't quite make sense if we're trying to get here. It's like, there's a lot of layers in general to all of that. And so I'm curious, when with the coach, how are you going to measure success? Like, I'm not someone who feels like you need to have like OKRs in this sense, but just what are you ultimately looking for?
OKR in the world.
Yeah. But like, what are you looking for? Like, how will you know, like, okay, like this is really helping?
So we're meeting once a month. So we'll have an hour-long call once a month. My plan is to send over, like, I send them my monthly update anyhow. And then I'll send over like a status update and a couple of questions that I want to talk about, like at least a day ahead of time, so they can kind of get to know the situation. Like, what does success look like? Like, I think part of it is me feeling good about the strategy that we have. You know, I think that that's a big part of it, is I want to talk about the strategy that I have with the company from like a product and a managed, you know, sales and marketing perspective. Like, that's really important to kind of check that. And for that, like, to be on track most of the time, like, I'll feel good about that, and they can confirm and like kind of guide that a little bit. That's good. I think the real thing is like the company just running better and performing better. That's an obvious one, but that without me working harder or stressing more or, you know, any of those kind of things, is just like, hey, can we work smarter, not harder? Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really thought about it other than that. I don't know. Like, do you have a coach? If you did, what would working together like that look like for you?
No, honestly, I don't think I would have like a clear rubric to score against either. I mean, I've done masterminds, was in SaaS Academy. I think you and I are in similar places. We were looking for similar things and just didn't quite feel like we found it. I think the hard part in a mastermind is that you can get some insight from people who are at similar places as you, but when they're in a similar place, like, they haven't necessarily like seen it through. So it's like someone said, like, okay, like maybe someone has a better handle on operations versus growth. So they can say, okay, yeah, I ran into some of those issues. Here's what we did, and it's a little bit better now. But it's not as though they've like gone to that next level where they're like, all right, like, yeah, this is really what made the big difference here. And frankly, I think it's hard to, because like, we're all kind of flailing around a bit. And I think it's easy for us to just write off people's opinions who are in a similar place to us. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, that kind of makes
they
sense.
Got but lucky, they don't really or get they don't it. Know, or it's different over here, exactly. Or whatever. Yeah.
And so I think just having someone who's even if this is more placebo or putting too much faith in authority, whatever, I think it matters of just being able to trust someone else's opinion more when you don't view them as a true peer. Like, I think there's value there. And I mean, for me with SaaS Academy, I think if you went in and it was like, I think it was really good for people who kind of stumble their way into a business. And I'm not saying that pejoratively. It's like, if you weren't going in this, like, I want to build a business, like, this is real, like, and you've read all the business books, you've done all this thinking, like, yes, they give you a great framework to think about problems from. But if you know, generally speaking, like, oh yeah, like having customer success in this case, and like, here's some ideas for what they can do. Yeah, like if you already know those things, it wasn't that, it was much better about saying, here's the area, like the direction you should be going. And like, here are the, not even directions, like vision, but more like, these are the functions of your business you need to make sure you have under control. But it was like, as you got deeper into it, there just wasn't as much detail. And to me, it was sort of like, yeah, I know I need to do that, but like, how? And like, what are my next steps here? And like, literally, like, they talked a lot about playbooks and things like that. And it just wasn't what I had in mind for a playbook, where it was more like, these are the things you should be doing rather than like, here's how to do them. I was just looking for much more like SOPs than just, hey, like, yeah, you should get on calls with people and do this and do that. And it's just like, that was sort of like where it missed the mark for me. And I think people that took advantage of they're basically probably half a dozen kind of coaches who specialize in different areas, and they would do like regular office hours and things like that. And I think people who went to those religiously probably got, not probably, got disproportionate results, because I never even went to those because I was like, well, like, I don't really have a question. Like, my question is going to be, well, here's like the 8 things going on in our business. Here's how this fits in everything else. Like, how should I think about this now? And it's like, it's not a question I can ask without them really knowing the context. And a lot of people would go to these things so often that the coaches had the context, but like, that's just not me. I'm not going to do that. And so I think what I would need is something more like, and you and I are both in the same position. I know we've talked about this a lot, but it's like someone who's focused on you and like you've invested the time and built the relationship so they understand what else is going on and can give you advice in context of all of that.
Yeah.
And so to me, it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, I would know it when I saw it. Like, I think I would just feel like, okay, like they're asking questions where it's not me immediately jumping and be like, you're just saying the same thing that you say to anyone else. Like,
right. And they, like, the context is so important, right? Like, yeah, them knowing your business really well.
Exactly.
To where when you say something, they say, well, what about this other thing that maybe even I've forgotten about? Right. Exactly. And kind of even your industry, I think, right? Like, I think you hiring a regular old SaaS coach would be not ideal. You know, like the person I'm working with has experience in kind of a part of our business. And like, that's pretty important.
And it's also in like a more of a prosumer market, which like really does matter.
Right. Right. But if someone's like ultra B2B enterprise.
Yeah. It's just not
stuff. It'd be like, it's just not. Yeah. It's not helpful, yeah, or less helpful than it would be otherwise.
Yeah. No, so I mean, I'm excited. Yeah. I mean, is it going to be one, like, what is the schedule for the calls?
Yeah. So monthly 1-hour calls is the goal. And yeah, I mean, my goal is to make them as like actionable and like intentional as I can. Right. So like, I'm going to send the agenda, have like really specific questions that, and I think this is really it. It's like specific questions that I can't come to an answer that I believe by myself, you know, I think this is what we should do for marketing strategy, or I think this is the direction the product should go, but I really want to talk through this and arrive at a solution together.
Yeah. Actually, like, to derail a little bit, which is my kind of mo, but it's almost, so like, I'm going to be on board. I extended an offer to an EA. She'll be coming on board part-time next week and then full-time August 1. Yeah, I've been trying to figure out like, what will she help me with specifically? And there's a handful of tasks that come up again and again. And yeah, like, though, like, that's basically what I'm going to be onboarding her on next week, is just like, okay, when we record these team calls or when Jordan does office hours, once it's done, here's how you're going to go in, get the audio, get it into Castos and everything else to publish the podcast and like the just basic stuff that's like very process driven. But my vision when I come back from leave is to get someone who's almost an accountability partner, which I feel like your coach is, but at a different level of operation. But like, I have a very clear idea in my, like, even written down of, okay, here's how we're going to prioritize at the start of the week. I'm going to go through all these things and choose what, if I could only do 4 things this week, what would they be? And what are the other things I have to get done, but maybe I don't have to do them and all of that. And then in the morning, each other day, I'm going to plan my day this way. And like, I know the things to do, but frankly, like, I just don't have the willpower, motivation, whatever you want to call it, to execute on that stuff day to day. But I feel like if I have someone who can just, yeah, every day at this time in the morning, we get on a call and we're going to walk through this together. And like, if I don't do it, I'm sort of screwing up your job. It's like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I'm going to make sure we go through it. And then,
yeah, that's really nice.
And then like, she can frankly just help sanity check. I'm like, okay, like, you'd said these are your priorities earlier in the week, but now you're doing this today. Like, does that really fit in? Do you want, like, maybe I could just help you with that, or maybe we just don't need to do it. That's the goal. Madison is her name. I think she'll be the right fit to help me with that. But like, that's ultimately what I'm working towards is, yeah, I want someone who can do the day-to-day tasks. But ultimately, like, when I think of an assistant as someone who's like not literally following me around, but like kind of, and just making sure I'm doing the things that I should be doing and like helping me just question like, oh yeah, like, do I really need to be doing this right now? So I'm pretty excited about that accountability aspect for sure.
That's super cool. That's like a whole, I think like we'll have to put it on our Trello board that like after, you know, September 1st or something, I want to have a review of this, say like, how is it going? What went well? What have you learned? Because I would love to be able to hire someone like that if I think it would make the right difference. So
yeah, for sure. And I think I definitely will circle back on it. And to me, there's layers of it where it's one is just literally making sure I follow these planning processes because it does matter. And this is another episode where it's digging into quarterly planning and all of that else. But like, I think focusing on the right things makes such a big difference and it's so easy to get off track. And so if all she can do is just like help bring me back to that right track, that will pay for itself. But as we figure out how we work together and everything else, then it's giving the feedback and like more actively redirecting things. So excited to talk more about that. I know that's been on the agenda for a while, so can't say I've made some progress there. And yeah, excited to hear how the coaching experiment works out because yeah, it's not even just that's lonely, but just getting that respected perspective where, like you were saying, it's a balance between they call you on your bullshit, but understand where you're coming from. And like, they're not saying like, what are you stupid? Like, why didn't you do this? It's more like, hey, like, what about that? Because like, they understand what it's like to be the founder and have so many decisions to make. So yeah, definitely excited to hear how this all shakes out.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think that's it for us for today. Everyone else out there listening, commenting, sending us emails, suggestion, keep them coming. podcast@seekingscale.com. As always, Andy, it is good to catch up.
For sure. Thanks everyone for listening.